This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
From Crown Financial Ministries, Denise, good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, let's get practical. We've been chatting finances and the single parent. Let's get some practical advice on budgeting, the whole lot. Give us it all.
Well, the first thing is actually to keep a spending diary. Now, this may sound arduous and it's taking up a lot of time, but unless you know where the money is going, then you won't have proper control of your finances. They're spending the budget monitor on the website is a free download that you can, and you can actually just print it out as well. And, we've got our 1300 number that you can actually call us, and we could even send you one. And it's amazing how, if we don't write it down, how these things can add up. And at the end of the day, or even the end of the month, you're thinking, where did all that go? I mean, how many of us have actually got to the end of the financial year thinking, okay, that was my gross income, that was my tax, and then where did all the rest go?
Yes.
And so you really don't want to be, I mean, you know, we can have mystery about love, but there really shouldn't be any mystery regarding your finances. So that's one of the things to take the mystery out of it.
So for places to get help to construct a budget, you've suggested the website.
Yep, the website is actually a great tool for... So then you know where you are, and before you actually go to get help, if you've written down that, that's actually going to help you, because this is all about, so when you're actually going to get help, what they want to do is actually resource you.
Okay.
And that's really what you want. It's, so you can actually do it on a month-to-month basis, and then you can actually teach others. You teach your children. I mean, what a great way, what a great role model you would be for your children by doing that.
Mm. Apart from the website, where else could you go?
Yeah, look, I would recommend St. Vinny's. The phone number there is 02 95 60 8 666, and that's called, if you just ask for the learning services. And I've phoned them already to let them know that some people might be calling, and I gave them a call, and they were very, very helpful. There's actually regional areas that if you live in a country area as well, and they can put you in touch with someone, either if it's budgeting counselling that you want, want to set up a budget, or if creditors are involved and you're having trouble paying your bills, they also have what you call financial counsellors. So they're actually used to dealing with creditors as well. So they'll deal with creditors on your behalf. That would be very, very, very helpful. And also it's going to give you some peace back as well.
Don't go it alone, basically.
Yeah,
is
don't
the thing.
Go
you don't
alone.
Need
yeah.
to. You don't. Just don't need to go it alone.
Yeah.
And you need all the help you can get. It's a tough job.
Yeah, very tough, especially on your own.
Wow. Denise, you've been speaking with us about financial stuff is the topic I'd like to give it. Financial stuff. For quite a few months now, we've covered things like budgeting and financial control, kids and money, finance troubles, single parents and finances. All those chats that we've had are on the audio lounge of our website, hope1032.com.au. All the numbers and places to go for advice are on there as well. The website that all these free resources are on is crown.org.au. Denise from Crown Financial Ministries, it's been awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, guys.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.